I'm Tim McGuire. Negotiations are still going on as Mexican and U.S. officials try to hammer out a deal that would stave off President Trump's threatened tariffs over immigration. ABC's Jackie Quinn with more.
After leaving the White House without a deal to block threatened tariffs, Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard says they'll keep talking with the Trump administration.
We are optimistic because we have a good meeting.
He says he didn't even get into the specifics of the tariffs with Vice President Pence and the Secretary of State because they're focusing on immigration and asylum seekers from Central America. One reporter asked Ebrard if he thinks President Trump understands economic policy in regard to tariffs.
I'm not the proper authority to judge something like that.
President Trump overseas tweeted progress is being made, but not nearly enough, and that the tariffs will likely go into effect Monday. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democrats and Republicans in the Senate banding together to introduce more than a dozen resolutions aimed at blocking the Trump administration's sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia. Adding to the outcry, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia revealing this week that the Trump administration continued to transfer nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia, even after the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Former South Florida Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson appeared in court today on charges related to his not confronting the gunman in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School massacre. Judge Jackie Powell.
The court does find probable cause, and also the bonds that were imposed along with special conditions. Those special conditions will remain in place.
Peterson has defended his actions as justified amid the chaos that day. A malfunctioning pump caused a chlorine gas leak that made dozens of swimmers sick at a Utah public pool. About 50 people, mostly children, were made sick. Ambulances took more than 20 people to hospitals. This is AP Radio News. A Columbus, Ohio doctor is charged with killing 25 patients. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien announced the charges against Dr. William Usel.
Franklin County Grand Jury filed and returned a 25-count indictment against Dr. Usel for murder. Each of those counts allege that violation of Ohio law that carries a penalty of 15 to life if there is a conviction.
A lawyer for Usel has said he didn't intend to kill patients. More than two dozen wrongful death lawsuits have been filed against the doctor and the hospital system. I'm Shirley Adler.
It wasn't a storm on National Weather Service radar yesterday over San Diego. It was a swarm of ladybugs. Meteorologists say the huge blob appeared to be 80 miles wide, but the bugs were at different altitudes, flying between 5 and 9,000 feet. The most concentrated group, about 10 miles wide. I'm Tim McGuire.